This is KUT. Last week, a federal appeals court ruled Texas's voter ID law makes it harder for minorities to vote. The state was told it could no longer enforce the law as is. Now, early voting in the first election since that ruling is underway. So, as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that special election is following a new set of rules.
Bexar County voters started heading to the polls yesterday in a special election for House District 120. That's the race to replace State Representative Ruth Jones McClendon, who retired this year. And the timing of the voter ID ruling had lawyers scrambling.
We were informed of the election, I think, on Friday morning, if I'm not mistaken, and we finished our negotiations 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning.
That's Ezra Rosenberg with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. He's part of the legal team that represented a group of Texas voters fighting the state's law. Rosenberg says he and other lawyers worked with the state to hammer out a temporary plan until they decide on something solid for November. And according to Alicia Pierce, a spokesperson for the Texas Secretary of State's office, this is what they came up with.
Unlike other elections that we've had since 2013, if a voter doesn't have an approved form of photo ID when they get to the polls, they can sign a legal form that basically says that they have a reasonable reason that they don't have that, and then they'll need to provide some supporting documentation.
That supporting documentation could be a voter registration card, utility bill, bank statement, or paycheck. Pierce says if a voter doesn't have any of those, they can provide their birth date or social security number. And with all of that, the voter will be able to cast a provisional ballot. But unlike before last week's ruling, that provisional ballot will be counted. And while he says it's better than the system before, Ezra Rosenberg cautions these aren't the final changes to the law.
Because of the very crushed time period, this does not represent the final position in terms of any interim remedy that the parties agreed to for the November election.
And one of the lawyers who worked alongside Rosenberg, Chad Dunn, says this is more like the bare minimum of changes to the law.
I would describe it sort of as the beginning or the floor of what relief we're looking at for the November presidential election. But the point is, for folks who don't have access to one of the restrictive lists of IDs that the state decided to adopt, there's going to be relief for them in November. They're going to be able to vote at full ballot.
If the plaintiffs in the case and Texas officials don't come up with a remedy for November together, a federal judge will make a final decision, but there's no exact timeline for that. For now, a judge will hear passable fixes on August 17th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.